This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 7th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 12. 1 Peter 5, 12. It says there, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. End of quote. Grace is the mercy and loving kindness of God given to undeserving people like you and me. I believe the entire Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, can be summarized in one word, and that is the beautiful and divine gift called grace. It was God's grace, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, Samson, major and minor prophets received. It was the grace of God. It was the grace of God that Mary, the mother of Jesus, the disciples and believers in Christ all through the centuries received. It is by the same grace that God calls you today by inviting you to come to His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, we cannot earn it because grace is a gift from God and it is wrapped in a person, His Son, and our only Savior, Jesus Christ. Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, it is by grace you have been saved through faith in Jesus Christ. And this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God. End of quote. You see, God gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, for all of our sins, and whoever believes in Jesus will be saved and granted forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Is merely the grace of God. Jesus died the cruel death to pay for our sins with His sinless and divine blood, and that is the grace. We also need to keep in mind, grace goes beyond our salvation event. It does not stop at salvation. It does not end there. The grace of God that started in our salvation continues throughout all our lives here on this earth and eternity. In other words, grace that started working in you and me will never end. This is the reason why Peter says this about God in 1 Peter 5:10. He says, "The God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you, make you strong, firm, and steadfast." End of quote. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the God of all grace who called you to His eternal glory in and through Christ. The same God of all grace will complete the work began in you by restoring you, making you strong, firm, and steadfast. After this statement, Peter says our today's daily insight. He wrote, "I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it." End of quote. Whatever lives throws at you, friends throw at you, family throw at you, co-believers throw at you, world throw at you, temptations throw at you, weakness, tiredness, troubles, persecutions, your powerlessness throw at you, the grace of God stands ready like the concrete ground beneath you to get you through. You see, God is 100% committed to your victory. Bible promises this in Philippians 1:6. "I am confident that the Creator who has begun such a great work among you, the God who has begun a great work in you, will not stop in mid-season, but will keep perfecting you until the day Jesus, the Anointed, our King, returns to redeem this world." End of quote. The voice. He will not stop and leave you. He will keep you and keep on perfecting you until the day of Jesus Christ's return. This way, He accomplishes this by His powerful grace. Beloved, if you believed in Jesus Christ, you are the child of God. He has abundant and overflowing grace all around you and throughout your life. God gave you so many promises along with His concrete promised ground of grace for you. Claim it every day. Grab hold of it tightly. Stand firm in it and grow in it. This is the secret of the victorious Christian life. May I ask you this question? Did you accept God's gift of grace as of yet? If not, today is the day for you to come and receive God's grace freely without paying for it. A gift cannot be earned by your work. If acquired by work, it would not be a gift. God's grace is personified in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus died and rose again for all of your sins. You can get saved from all your sins and obtain eternal life in heaven with God by accepting Christ as your Savior now. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the whole world. He is not the Savior of just a few people or nations. God sent Jesus for the world as a whole as the only Savior of humankind. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I need your mercy, loving kindness, which is your grace. I know you sent Jesus to die for my sins. I believe he died and rose again for my sins. I know I need forgiveness and love from you. Please save me, Lord, and guide me through my life with your powerful grace until I come to you in heaven. I thank you for your grace and salvation. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.